Hallelujah. There will be mountains that I will have to climb, and there will be battles that I will have to fight. But victory or defeat, it's up to me to decide. How can I expect to win if I never try? I just can't give up now. Come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Never said there would be trials, never said I wouldn't fall, never said that everything would go the way I want it to go. But when my back is against the wall and I feel all hope is gone, I just lift my head up to the sky and said, help me to be strong, Lord. I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I've started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far. I knew you didn't bring me out here to leave me lonely, even when I can't see clearly, Lord. I know that you're with me, so I can't.
I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. I just
praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Father God, I thank you this morning for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. I just thank you this morning. Brothers and sisters, this morning, you need to have your anointing already, and you need to have you some paper towels because I'm going to do deliverance and I'm going to release one of the spirits that God told me have to be bound and dealt with for such a time as this right now. And I know that's why when I was on here, but I was checking the sound, I was checking the setup, and I was checking this mic right here to make sure that I could get this message recorded, even if I have to get a sound guy to take the music off and redo this particular message. I count it a pleasure and a blessing from God that he trusts me. One, that he trusts me to do this deliverance this morning. And two, that he trusts me, period, to release things into the atmosphere. That he trusts me as an intercessor. I have a message for Julissa. Julissa, can you call me on the blog talk? I need to give you this. It's very brief. And I want you to especially focus in on this this deliverance here. Because it's the beginning of the ministry that's going to get you out the wheelchair. You are coming out the wheelchair just like God promised you. So if you can't dial into the blog talk, let me know. You see, I was going to be in Little Rock, Arkansas this morning, but God said no, and God did something else yesterday. You see, I have a lot of people tracking me and trolling me. And that's okay. God say it's all right. So he got my back, front, side, top, and bottom. What did he say yesterday? Jeremiah 2:5 is over me. Around and about me and around and about each person that's a part of this ministry. The other two spirits that God told me, I'm not gonna do them publicly. So you're gonna have to get a text, email, something from me, and I'm doing that on my webinar line. And it's a lot of other new things that I'm opening up. I'm just not going to do them publicly anymore. I do have a ministry, been had one. This is it. You know, different various aspects of it exist, but this is it. So with that said, Julissa, were you able to get on the blog talk and dial one? As I said, I was going to go to Little Rock, but the lady wasn't even concerned enough to be on this 10 line. So if you're not on this 10 line and you never get on this 10 line, don't look for ministry from me. Go to wherever you're getting served, Wherever your faith is, that's where you need to be. If it's not in agreement with this deadline, then you shouldn't be on here. It's as simple as that. So that's why I didn't go to Little Rock. And that's why I told her, you want to receive ministry from me, then you come to Dalton. I'm too old to do, I don't even have a desire, to tell you the truth, to do some of the things I used to do. But you know, the Bible says your latter years will be better than your former years. That's what I'm looking for. Jalissa, can you get on the blog talk and press 1? If not, I'm moving on. And I know you'd be on here, on the chat room. The blog talk is 319-527-6068. Press 1. I think I see you. Jalissa, is this you? Say yes.
Yes, ma'am.
If this is you, say yes.
Yes.
Got your mic open.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Not you.
Excuse me?
I'll close it back. I'm very, very excited this morning. I really am. That's why I got that choke. Either that or somebody on here caught me by surprise. But I don't think that was it. See, I realize I have an enemy named Satan. I understand that. But boy, that doesn't make it any easier to have to deal with every day. Let's see. What is this? You could hear. Oh, you know why I can't hear? Oh. So I gotta switch off the mic. Hold on. Just for a second. Jalissa, can I hear you now? Oh, that was when I had, all right. So I realized now I learned something new about the mic. Jalissa, can you say yes?
Yes.
Okay. This is what I need you to do. You see, you suffer from a little bit of spiritual tolerability, meaning when you first lost your ability to walk and then you had to fight hard. Remember you told me about the struggle, the makeup and everything?
Yes, ma'am.
So, You kind of, God told you you were going to walk again, but you didn't walk, and you told yourself, I got to make the best out of this situation as it is. And by you doing that, you became a little bit less pressing to walk again. Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
I need to come into agreement with you in prayer that you want to walk again, that you desire to walk again, and that this time you will walk for the Lord Jesus, and your legs and your body will be used in whatever capacity he needs you to minister in. Can you do that?
Yes, ma'am. Praise God.
All right. Then you go ahead and pray. And me and those on here that are in agreement with you will pray. I'm going to bind Satan in the name of Jesus. There will be no opposition to your prayer. Your prayer is covered under the blood of Jesus. I bind any and all opposition. I bind every spirit of distraction. I bind every obstacle and I bind every stumbling block. I cover this prayer from earth to heaven with the blood covering of the blood of Jesus. it will be go up, be heard by God, and it is about, and it will be answered because of the goodness of God and the fact that God loves you. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. I'm going to pray in agreement with you. You go ahead. You pray.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Wait. First, you got to repent. We're getting in a little doubt and unbelief.
Okay.
Oh, God, you're sorry about that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm still learning. So. Yeah. Okay.
Just talk to okay. God like you would talk to me.
Okay. Father God, I come before you for forgiveness. I come before you asking for mercy and forgiveness for doubting on God. Forgive me for losing my faith at one point in my life, Father God. Forgive me for losing my hope, Heavenly Father. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me. I repent, Heavenly Father. I repent, Father God. Have mercy. Forgive me for doubt and unbelief, Father God. I come before you, Father God, asking for healing, Heavenly Father. Asking for guidance, Heavenly Father. Shape and mold me, Father God. Shape and mold me, Heavenly Father. Less of me and more of you, Father God. Guide me. I want to be a great, good Christian woman, Heavenly Father. I want my place reserved in the kingdom of heaven and your glory, Heavenly Father. All the glory goes to you, Father God. Thank you for guiding me. Thank you for giving me another chance, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for filling my heart, Father God, to seek you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father God, for giving me a chance to change and continue to change, Father God. Thank you for giving so much mercy on me, though I'm not perfect and I'm trying. And I struggle, Father God. I thank you for your unconditional love and faithfulness and compassion that you shower upon me and my family, Heavenly Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. All the glory goes to you, God. Thank you, God, for carrying me through this struggle. Thank you, God, for giving me the strength to endure everything that I go through, Heavenly Father. Thank you, God, for the love and support that you give me, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I glorify you, God. Thank you for giving me another chance. Thank you for saving me, God. Thank you for healing me, God. Thank you, O Lord. I trust in your name. I trust in your word, Father God. I glorify your name. I bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Guide me. Continue to guide me, Lord. Continue to shape and mold me, Lord. I ask you, Father God, please reveal to me my purpose so I can serve you, Heavenly Father. I surrender to you, O Lord, at your feet at the throne, Heavenly Father. I have full faith and trust in you, Father God, and I ask you, please, to continue to increase my faith, Heavenly Father. Continue to increase my desire to seek you and be closer to you, Father God. Burn through me, Heavenly Father. Burn through me with your Holy Spirit, Father God, until I overflow, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you. I want to help you pray.
Mm-hmm.
I said for you to pray for one thing.
I'm sorry. That's okay.
It was a good prayer. It was a great prayer. But you see, when we ask God and petition God, mm-hmm. we have to be specific.
Yes.
If you say just, let's see. Okay. If you just say seven words, it's perfect. Okay. So I want you to say these seven words.
Yes, ma'am.
It ain't many, though. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I want to walk.
I want to walk.
Again.
Again.
Now say that again.
Lord Jesus, I want to walk again.
Say it again.
Lord Jesus, I want to walk again. Lord Jesus, I want to walk again.
Say it again.
Lord Jesus, I want to walk again.
Say it again.
Lord Jesus, I want to walk again.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have to walk again.
I have to walk again.
To fulfill your purpose.
to fulfill your purpose.
For my life.
For my life.
On earth.
On earth.
As it is in heaven.
As it is in heaven.
You see the difference?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So now I want you to do it without any coaching from me. Do it again. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, I want to walk again. Lord Jesus, I need to walk again. Lord Jesus, I want to walk again. Lord Jesus, I need to walk again. Lord Jesus, I want to walk again. Lord Jesus, I need to walk again.
Now say thank
you. Lord Jesus, I want to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
You asked him. You put your petition before him. And you thanked him for it. Now I'm going to tell you exactly how it's going to happen, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to be sitting in your chair. And you're going to feel this urge. And you're just going to get up and walk. No struggling. Not on your effort, because you can't do it on your effort.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I'm telling you how God is going to do this for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you feel that urge, don't say something. Say the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has been called something by so many, many, many people.
Mm-hmm.
God's Holy Spirit is God's Holy Spirit in you.
Yes,
and it's going to rise up in you and tell you, get up and walk. And you just get up and walk. That's how it's going to happen, all right?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And you let me know after it happens, all right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be running to Dalton, Georgia.
And I'll be here to greet you, too.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm getting ready to go into this teaching. I'm going to take you off the mic now. And I told you how it's going to happen. You done ask God. All I want you to do from now on is just thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him. Every time you think about thank you, I'm walking again. Thank you, I'm walking again. Thank you, you answered my prayer. I'm walking again, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Praise God. Thank you.
Praise God. All right. Now, this spirit, okay, I'm going to play the song, and when I come back, I'm going to have the mic back on, and I'm going to go right into the teaching, and this demon, everybody got some of this in them. I don't care who you think you might be or who you are or who we are or whatever. We all need to be delivered from this. The Holy Ghost say something.
He's my friend, he's my brother, he's my pastor. I bring to the stage at this time Pastor Marvin L. Wynans. It's a little song that we sang on an album a while ago. It just says, who would have thought I'd get to know you this way? Hands off talking about the things you did before, and I laughed at them. I didn't know I'd be one of them. Touch somebody and say, who would have thought I'd know God like this?
I need somebody to clap their hands. Listen. Heard folks talk about the things you've done.
Yes, God.
But I would just laugh at what you say.
Oh, you're dancing.
know you in a better way.
Oh, oh, oh.
Uh-oh. I got to know you in a better way. Yeah.
Got to know you in a better way.
Whoa. Listen, say this. I thought I knew you on yesterday, sir.
I thought I knew you on yesterday.
But I got to know you in a better way.
Got to know you in a better way.
I thought I knew you on yesterday. I knew you on yesterday, man.
I knew you on yesterday.
But I got to know you in a better way.
Better way, better way, better way, better way.
I thought I knew you on yesterday, man.
I thought I knew you on yesterday.
But I got to know you by myself, man.
Message is the thief. The thief. Father God, because of your great love for us, I thank you that in heaven you have already bound the thief. And I thank you, Father God, that you always answer my prayers. Now on earth, I bind the spirit of the thief and the supporting spirits of the thief. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, bind on earth the wiles of the devil. Let's see what's happening. Can you hear this on the blog talk? Yes or no? I don't know where the phone is. I don't even, it's behind me. Okay. Say what?
They
can hear on the blog talk. Can they hear on Spreaker? So who is calling me? It's a look.
Speaker two.
Okay. Whoever this is, just calling me. I don't even see. You know what, God? I don't even see the phone. So therefore, I don't know where it is. So I can't. Satan, the Lord rebuke you this morning. You see, this is the kind of prayer that I cannot interrupt. So, and because I'm sending it to a sound guy, I've got to start it over. Wow. I might have to take this all the way off the air and do it. Father God, what are you showing me this morning about this? In the name of Jesus. I hear it, but I don't see it. God, I don't see it. Can you read it? I might have to take, this is really, really good. Okay, I did not put this here. Who is this? I'm going crazy. Okay. You see, this is a spirit. God showed me exactly how this thing works. He showed me exactly how to bind it up and how to okay, Holy Spirit, what you want me to do? It threw me off. So Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let that anointing flow again.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give.
Well, I know what's right. night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up, some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough. And all I know is you're my only hope.
How many know there's a war going on? Hallelujah. Anybody believe in spiritual warfare? There's a war going on, and it's not fought with bullets and guns. Amen. But God is looking for some.
I'm a soldier
in the army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier
in the army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier
in the army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier
in the army of the Lord.
Y'all ready to go to church?